Hello, how's it going? Yeah, I couldn't sleep really, so I'm up here. 4:15 a.m. But I wanted to talk about. I just went to the coding meetup here in New York, and it was the first time I've been to a coding meetup since before I was even a web developer. Actually, or before I was working for money. It was back before COVID, and I was going to meetups in Berkeley, California. So, and which were really great because you get to talk to other people and get like that invaluable networking and just like new, fresh ideas. You see what other people are working on, you know, what companies they're working for, like what contracts they're doing, stuff like that. And it's great to be able to get inspired and talk to others in that setting. And just to make friends with other people who are also inspired. And there's always, you know, everybody's always working on some cool shit at those coding meetups. They talk about their like personal projects and stuff. Like today, one guy I talked to was telling me about his he'd built like a JavaScript scraper for app that people use in New York here for finding apartments. I forget what it was called. I think he had a JavaScript scraper, and somehow they I think they like detected that their site was getting scraped and they didn't like it, so they like shut his program down somehow or made it harder for him to do it. But it was just a funny anecdote. The meetup was great. There was a lot of people there. I got there a little late, but I was able to stay for about 45 minutes, talk to a couple people. But I plan to go again. They have it every 2 weeks in Manhattan by the Flatiron Building, in a little nice little office space kind of venue down there. And next time I want to go get there half hour early and be able to be there for the whole 3 hours. Because it starts at 2 and ends at 5. I feel like you could totally like be there for 3 hours and talk to all these people. It was mostly like a standing up schmoozing environment. Not like as much as the one in Berkeley, but the one in Berkeley was like an all-day thing, I believe. I think it was on the weekend. And we would start at like 11 a.m. or something, or 10 a.m. I think it started, and it would go all the way into the evening. So we'd be there from 10 a.m. You know, some people would leave after a couple hours, but it would start at the library. It would go into the cafe later, and I remember like being at the cafe like after night had fallen on some of those days. It was not just talking the whole time, but we'd be sitting down working on projects together and also talking to each other. So it was like kind of a cool way that they were doing it out there. But I was excited to be there. I was talking to this guy named Carlos. It was funny, I walked right in to the event, and like he just was walking on his own past me right away. And sometimes you could just see that a person's like somebody you want to talk to. Me and him like kind of hit it off right away. We were talking about projects and stuff that we're doing, and we were both kind of in a similar situation where we've been doing web development for a while and trying to go to the next level, or go to learning some, you know, new technologies to work with. to expand our skill set. Like he was saying, he's trying to get into a full stack. He was working on Node for the back end, and he said he hated front end dev, which was funny. I hadn't really even thought about that, but I think I have heard people say stuff like that before, like they prefer either front or back. Yeah, that's like one of those ideas that, you know, the thought of back-end development hasn't really been at the forefront of my mind for a long time, but doing full stack dev or just even just back-end would be really cool. I remember Dane Miller was saying a good way to do it is to focus on front-end first, then focus on back-end, and then, you know, transition into full stack. That way, because doing, you know, both of them at once can be too much if you're just learning one of them. But back-end dev, it is very cool, actually. It's a lot of logic and data and routing and stuff. And I guess even what I'm doing, I'm not doing design work on the front, so that's also like a lot of, it's just basically all the logic. It's not quite, I was going to say not quite creativity, but I think coding is actually pretty creative in the way that you're solving problems, because you're basically, I mean, depending on what you're doing, you're writing a lot of the solutions from scratch, you know, and it's probably why like writing the actual code is so fun versus like doing stuff with a website builder, because it's almost like you're doing it a lot more customized when you're writing the codes. I mean, when you're using the builders and you know, working within the builders, you're basically just, it's like the difference between like putting Lego bricks together and, you know, making a sculpture. One of them is just like a lot, it feels more like a creation of yours when you're done. Yeah, I feel like I'm going off on some tangents here, but, yeah, I forget what I was talking about. Going to the meetup, I think, you know, Joe Rogan always said, don't try to follow the thread of your thoughts. Just keep going with the conversation. I guess that's like how natural conversations happen also, when you're just talking to your friends and stuff. You kind of jump from one thing to another, but you tend to circle back anyway. But yeah, this the meetup was really fun, and I stayed until about 4:40, and then I had to leave. But it was great. I want to see if Carlos wants to hang out and do some work together during the week, get coffee or something, or maybe just me and him can meet up before or after the next meetup group thing. Yeah, I know people are really busy, especially in this city. Everybody's got a lot of stuff going on, so it can be hard to catch people. So I want to make it like low pressure when asking somebody if they want to hang out, so I just kind of phrase it like, oh, you know, if you feel like it, we could do this, that would be cool. But yeah, back-end development would be an interesting thing to get more into, but before I would even be doing that, like I still have, you know, front end React development that I need to focus on, and that's like, you know, doing some back end stuff could be cool. You know, I have done some in the past, but for the most part, I would like to perfect my knowledge of React on the front end and start working more within that area, because that was always my goal. And you know, the WordPress development job just kind of came as the first real opportunity to get some experience, which of course I said yes to, and it did lead also to some React experience in there. But lately it's been, you know, with the client that I've been working with for the past like 8 months, it's turned into mostly like maintenance work, and stuff is starting to become somewhat repetitive. It's not quite the it's like that like diminishing returns concept in business. You know, at first you're getting a lot of learning and new exposure, and then eventually you start kind of like, you're not learning as much anymore. You're getting that those diminishing returns. So moving into a new sector of your field is where the next like big steps of growth happen. So I mean, I feel like I would always want to just be going into those new arenas whenever one starts slowing down, you know, because what's the point of just staying in an area when you're slowing down? It's like and you, basically, like, you know, like Dan was saying, getting paid to learn in this field, it doesn't make sense to like do work where you're not learning. So, you know, just go and... I was thinking about the fact that I already know React, and it's such a, like, basic step to get... to learn React Native a bit better and, you know, get some projects done in React Native, and then that way I could just transition into doing some React Native contracts and then, like, move up from there. And my Upwork profile is so strong at this point. From all this work history from my past year and 3 months, that it would be no problem. So, yeah, another idea would be working for a company on a salary, which Jan is encouraging me to do, because he said, like, you know, for the better pay and benefits and stuff like that. I'm somewhat, like, opposed to that idea, just because of all the flexibility that I have as a contractor. It's just so easy to like not have to like, I can work as much as I want and then focus on other goals in the meantime. If I was having to work like 7 or 8 hours a day, or perhaps more, depending on, you know, the, like, what's going on with the company at that point, I feel like that would be a, it would be obstructive towards other things that I'm trying to pursue in life, like doing it, like working on my DJing, and, I don't know, just being able to have time to do other stuff, blogging and going to the gym. I'd like to be spending more time at the gym as well, so having, like, a salary job biting up more chunks of time might not be a great idea. Of course, like, a lot of people on salary tell me they don't have to work that much, but I feel like I would feel compelled to be, you know, putting in a lot of work if I'm getting paid on salary. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think it, like, starting out with just doing some new React contracts would be great, because I find myself at work being really bored recently, and I feel like it's so unnecessary as a developer. You know, like, all when I was first starting out and doing WordPress and everything, everything was like very exciting, and often I was just like excited to wake up in the morning just to keep working at my job, and that's feeling has diminished. Like, there was a steep drop off. I think or maybe like a somewhat gradual drop off a few months ago or something, you know, after I stopped working for Children's Health Defense and wasn't doing those React projects anymore, then stuff got a little more monotonous, I think. So bringing that element back into it, I think, would make things a lot more fun. And I don't want this to get boring because it's unnecessary, and it would take so little work to get, you know, to pierce this new area. So yeah, that's where my thoughts are right now. But I'm glad to be getting like making progress towards that goal of like making a career path change to more React projects. Part of that step is just going to these meetups and getting some fresh ideas and talking to other people who are doing similar things. So it helps for inspiration. And like my professor Melanina Luft said, you don't want to work in a vacuum because you can't, you know, you're very confined if you're not sharing ideas with others. But yeah, I'll stop here. It was good talking to you guys, so talk to you later. Bye.